Joining me now, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Schiff, Kellyanne Conway has said you should resign as committee chair. I assume you will not. But what about the evidence? You just heard her. You have said there is ample and abundant evidence of collusion, leaving the very strong impression there was illegal activity.
Well, you heard another display of alternate facts from Kellyanne Conway today, where she could not even acknowledge that the Russians tried to help the Trump campaign and did provide substantial help to the campaign. But look, I've been very clear over the last year and a half, that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight. And I use that word very carefully because I also distinguish time and time again between collusion, that is acts of corruption that may or may not be criminal, and proof of a criminal conspiracy. And that is a distinction that Bob Mueller made within the first few pages of his report. In fact, every act that I pointed to as evidence of collusion has now been borne out by the report. And I will also say that with respect to most of those acts involving the meeting at Trump Tower, involving the provision of polling data, involving the discussions between the National Security Advisor and the Russian ambassador, all these and so many more, Kellyanne Conway and the President of the United States called this fake news, disputed that these facts were even facts.
But Congressman,
they were facts.
You went farther than saying ample evidence. You once described to me on this program that the Trump administration's actions related to the Russia probe are, quote, of a size and scope probably beyond Watergate. What do you say now?
Well, I think it's clear from the Mueller report that that's exactly right. The obstruction of justice in particular in this case is far worse than anything that Richard Nixon did. The break-in by the Russians of the democratic institutions, a foreign adversary, far more significant than the plumbers breaking into the Democratic headquarters. So, yes, I would say in every way this is more significant than Watergate. And the fact that a candidate for president and now a president of the United States would not only not stand up and resist Russian interference in our election, but would welcome it, goes well beyond anything Nixon did. The fact that the President of the United States would take Putin's side over his own intelligence agencies go well beyond anything Richard Nixon did. So, yes, I think it is far more serious than Watergate.
On obstruction of justice, based on the information in the report, do you believe the president did obstruct justice?
I do believe that he obstructed justice and did so in many ways. And I think that the Mueller report points out how the elements of obstruction are met in several instances, several courses of the president's conduct. What Bob Mueller said, and this is obviously directly contrary to what Bill Barr represented to the country, is that he felt bound by the Office of Legal Counsel opinion that he could not indict a sitting president. Now, Kellyanne Conway points to that as proof of innocence, but it's not. Bob Mueller made it abundantly clear he felt he could not indict the president. The most that he could do was say that the evidence did not exonerate the president. And I think the reason why he did that is because he could not only not indict the president, but I think he also felt that he could not say that the president should be indicted, because that would be effectively the same thing. That would cast the same stigma over the president that the president would be powerless to remove. So I think that's why Bob Mueller made that non-traditional prosecutorial judgment. He came as close to saying that the evidence of obstruction was evidence of a crime as he could within the Department of Justice regulations. And that's, I think, the point that he was trying to get across, that he preserved the evidence for when the president was out of office, and that he also laid out the evidence so that Congress could understand and undertake its own responsibility.
And Congressman Schiff, let's turn to impeachment. Senator Elizabeth Warren has tweeted, "The severity of this misconduct demands that elected officials in both parties set aside political considerations and do their constitutional duty. That means the House should initiate impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States. You've said, unless there's bipartisan support for it, it is a bad idea. But what about that constitutional duty or any precedent that this might set?"
Well, look, I think Elizabeth Warren makes an important point, and that is that the level of evidence in the Mueller report is serious and damning. And in a normal circumstance would be, I think, without question, within the realm of impeachable offenses. We are, unfortunately, in an environment today where the GOP leadership, people like Kevin McCarthy, are willing to carry the president's water no matter how corrupt or unethical or dishonest the president's conduct may be. And in those kind of circumstances, so when Mitch McConnell will not stand up to the president either, it means that an impeachment is likely to be unsuccessful. Now, it may be that we undertake an impeachment nonetheless. I think what we are going to have to decide as a caucus is, what is the best thing for the country? Is the best thing for the country to take up an impeachment proceeding? Because to do otherwise sends a message that this conduct is somehow compatible with office. Or is it in the best interest of the country not to take up an impeachment that we know will not be successful in the Senate because the Republican leadership will not do its duty? That's a very tough question, and I think it's one we ought not to make overnight.
Just a final question here, Congressman. You said the Attorney General, Bill Barr, did a grave disservice to the country by misrepresenting significant parts of the Mueller report. Congressman Eric Swalwell, your colleague in the Intel Commission, said Barr should resign. Do you think he needs to step down?
Look, I think he should have never been confirmed, and I said so at the time. And he absolutely should never have been even considered unless he recused himself from an investigation in which he had such an obvious bias. I'm not ready to speculate about whether he should resign or not, given that that's not going to happen anyway. But the fact of the matter is that Bill Barr views himself as the president's lawyer, not the Attorney General of the United States of America. And he, I think, quite deliberately misrepresented in saying that there was no evidence of collusion, when that is not what the Mueller report says. When he said that there was no obstruction and that essentially Mueller wanted him to make that decision, gave the impression Mueller did not feel bound by the Office of Legal Counsel opinion, that misled the country. When he provided his own summary, and we now know that Bob Mueller had his own summary, there was nothing preventing Bill Barr from, if he wanted to give advance notice of what the report was going to say, to give Bob Mueller's own words. Bill Barr instead chose to mislead the country with his own spin, a spin that was embraced by the president. And I think that history will reflect that Bill Barr let the country down when it needed an attorney general of substance.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Congressman.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.